It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, we see them everywhere now. You might notice people might be smoking, or it's called vaping, inside buildings where they weren't used to. We're even seeing advertisements now. But e-cigarettes, the jury's still out about how safe they are. My next guest and expert on this, Dr. Ron Kirshner, is a emergency physician and medical toxicologist. He is the medical director of the Nebraska Regional Poison Center and assistant professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. So welcome, Dr. Kirshner. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Lee, and thanks for having me.
So, you know, as I started seeing these more and more, it's, you know, and people are asking, you know, are they completely safe? And as physicians, you know, we forget maybe they don't, you're not inhaling the burnt paper and the other toxins in cigarettes, but nicotine is a drug, and it does have serious addictive implications too. So what do you think about these e-cigarettes?
Well, you're right. They certainly have some benefits and major risks. I think nicotine is a drug. Nicotine is dangerous, and we recently had a report of a suicide with somebody injecting himself intravenously with some of the refill liquid from one of these e-cigarette type devices.
Wow!
And so people do try to kill themselves by drinking it. That's a lot harder, though, because it causes a lot of vomiting.
Hmm. Well, that's and that's an you bring up an interesting point about it. So basically what it is there's some kind of battery, and there's been issues with it blowing up or something, or exploding in people's face because it heats up, I guess. And then it heats up this liquid nicotine. And they sell this liquid nicotine, which is a potential drug and toxin, like, in gallon jugs, right? That's to refill.
That's one of the big concerns. Is people have these devices at home, and they think of them as sort of fairly safe. And some of the refill liquids that you can buy for these things have much higher concentrations of nicotine than you would expect. There's a very big range of nicotine concentrations, and we did a little survey, and we found that the nicotine per milliliter, so an average toddler swallow is when a toddler swallows a liquid, it's mm-hmm. about 5 milliliters. So mm-hmm. 1 milliliter contains anywhere from 6 to up to 24 in the average refill solutions, and some of them even up to 100. And so some of them are very high nicotine content and potentially dangerous.
Right.
Another
so you're
for children. Yeah.
Well, no, I was just going to say the milliliters. So a teaspoon of this concentrated nicotine a toddler could swallow, and it can be fatal. Isn't that true?
That is true. And because it's a liquid, it's going to be much more rapidly absorbed than if, let's say, a child chewed on a cigarette. Another important difference is these things come in all sorts of flavors, and they have aromas added. So you can look online, or you can look in some of the stores, and they'll have strawberry and chocolate and vanilla and coffee and blueberry, and they'll have pretty packaging. They add aromas of these things, so they're going to be a lot more appealing. Now, not children are, you know, they put things in their mouths, and a child might bite into a cigarette, but they're probably not going to take that much of it. But these things, because they're concentrated, they have these flavorings and aromas and pretty packaging, they're potentially a bigger danger.
Right. And besides that, I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting. A study came out that said people didn't even really sometimes stop smoking. It didn't help them stop smoking. And younger kids, it was becoming a gateway. You know, it's not only that, it's cool. I mean, celebrities are touting it, and you're right. Don't you think these flavors are done to enhance the idea that maybe, you know, junior high school kids or high school kids actually pick up the habit? And it is habit forming once
risk.
You start.
I agree, and I think that we've made a lot of progress in convincing young people that smoking regular cigarettes is not so cool. and smoking regular cigarettes has declined in recent years. On the other hand, they see people vaping, and they see, oh, I'm not going to be inhaling all those other poisonous things in regular cigarettes. Maybe this is good. But nicotine is nicotine, and it's still addictive, whether you get it through a vapor or whether you get it through smoking a cigarette. So once they're addicted to nicotine, then they may use other nicotine products. So I think that's a problem. We may be getting young people addicted. It's not regulated by the FDA. Hopefully it will be in the future. And some states and some localities have placed age restrictions on purchase of these e-cigarette devices. Well, we'd like to see more of that.
Right. Because, you bring up another good point about the regulation. You know, it's been a long time since there were ever commercials on television related to cigarettes. And, now there's no regulation at this point for how they market and advertise these e-cigarettes. And I think I even saw a commercial on TV. I was shocked of a celebrity talking about it.
I've seen it, and I think I know which celebrity you mean. Someone I don't particularly appreciate because of her campaign against vaccination.
And so we're talking about that in another hour.
Is she against vaccination, but she's promoting e-cigarettes.
Jenny McCarthy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we will see FDA regulation. Are there benefits? Yes. Is it going to help older smokers stop smoking regular cigarettes? That would probably be a good thing, and it may be just another thing in the armamentarium to get people off regular cigarettes, but we definitely have some risks. I heard of a guy, an older smoker with advanced COPD, who was on home oxygen, who set himself on fire because he was smoking with his oxygen. Now, a guy like that, it would have been good for him to be smoking an e-cigarette. It would have been a lot safer. But there are a lot of other risks to other people if they're unregulated.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I'm shocked that anyone would even kind of promote it. And it took us a long time as physicians to prove that secondhand smoke was dangerous. So, we have no idea what these secondhand vapors are like. Don't you agree?
There's not a lot of information out there. I think the preliminary indications are that it's probably a lot safer, but we don't really know. The data is just not really there.
Yeah, I agree.
And so right now there's not a lot of regulation. Can you smoke them in the mall, in the workplace? There are localities that have started to regulate that more. Some cities have looked into that, and I think we will see more of that. But I think we need to get better data on that.
Yeah, it's true. And just quickly, so what are the symptoms, excuse me, if you think perhaps you had a toddler that might have gotten into it, maybe obviously not a whole, teaspoonful, but what are the symptoms that parents might look out for?
Well, generally vomiting, sweating, altered mental status, whether they're more agitated or just not responding, staring into space. And I think it's important for parents to know that these are potentially dangerous products. They don't necessarily come in child-resistant containers, although they should, and that'll be better regulated. But they gotta lock these things away or put them in places that are inaccessible to toddlers. And if there's a question, we'd also recommend that they have a low threshold for calling up their poison center. The poison center, wherever they're at in the U.S., is 1-800-222-1222.
Yeah, and a very good...
to the general public.
Right, and a very good point. I want to thank my guest because, truthfully, it is a poison. So if you're going to buy a big refill bottle, you put it away with all the household chemicals out of reach of toddlers. So a serious problem that we need more information on. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieben Ocher on Radio MD.